Smarty keeps things simple, like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005, is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
OK, which is clearer, one or two?
Two.
Three or four?
Four.
Diabetes or high blood pressure?
Huh?
Every eye tells a story, including giving us a clearer picture of your overall health. At Boots Opticians, our eye tests and advanced OCT eye scans can help spot over 10 health conditions, helping to open your eyes to a healthier future. Book an eye test today. Boots Opticians. See what's possible.
Canva's Magic Write can improve any dull piece of work. Canva's Magic Write turns dismal diction into spellbinding sentences. Canva's Magic Write sprinkles enchanting inscriptions into dull documents. Canva's Magic Write turns dull drafts into salient soliloquies. Dull words designed convincing, eloquent, compelling, poetic with Canva AI tools. Canva, design against dull.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Investigations are getting underway after a crash between two trains in Mid Wales last night, which has left one man dead and several other people injured. Our Wales correspondent Lauren Jones has the details.
The collision near Llanbryn Mawr in Powys happened at around 7 p.m. We understand 15 people were hurt, but none are said to be in a serious condition. Wales's First Minister Eluned Morgans thanked the emergency services for their response and says her thoughts are with all those involved.
A review will consider whether offenders should be handed tougher punishments outside of prison as part of plans to ease overcrowding. It's being launched as 1,100 more inmates are released early in England and Wales today. Bianca Gascoigne claims shame and embarrassment stopped her from speaking out against former Harrods owner Mohamed Al-Fayed. The model says that he groomed and sexually assaulted her during weekly meetings when she worked for him as a teenager. 250 women have made complaints to the department store about the late former owner. Hockey, squash and diving are among the sports which won't feature in a scaled-down Commonwealth Games in Glasgow in 2026. The Scottish city stepped in after Australian state Victoria withdrew last year. Triathlon, T20 cricket and rugby sevens will also be missing. Chair of the Games is Ian Reid.
We have got some disappointed sports and we hope by securing the future of the Commonwealth Games that they will obviously be involved in future editions. But at the same time, we think we've got a programme that's, you know, it's highly inclusive. We've got 6 of our 10 sports have a para element to them.
The King's being confronted by Indigenous activists in Australia for a second day running. He met an elder who told him their aim was sovereignty in Sydney. His Majesty's there on a 6-day trip. Borrowing's at its highest level since the COVID pandemic. Figures from the Office of National Statistics shows the difference between spending and tax revenue reached £16.6 billion last month. Public sector pay rises are being partly blamed. And Pingu is set to make a comeback. Aardman Animation has teamed up with Mattel to develop the brand new stop-motion TV series. It'll see the plasticine penguin back to his old tricks in the South Pole. Sunshine and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Cloudier elsewhere with some rain around, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Morning. A quotation for the day. Author Doris Lessing, born this day in 1919. There is only one real sin, and that is to persuade oneself that the second best is anything but second best.
Screen Time with Charles Nove.
There must be a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy who can get it for you.
I do not accept excuses. I'm desperate enough to find myself a new giant, that's all.
Tell me what to do, Father.
Kneel.
What?
Just kneel.
Seize the day, boys.
We are seizing the day firmly by the lapels and saying, let's get on with it. Welcome to Screen Time. Through until 10 things from the screen, including today a film about a duck that really is about a duck, a film involving deer that isn't about deer, plus Never Let Me Go, and some Lord of the Rings coming in just a moment or two. But starting off in distant galaxies, as promised, we're in 1979, when the series Star Trek made the move from small screen to big screen. These days, of course, it's much less of a jump, but back then it was a considerable jump. 1979 for Star Trek, with music by Jerry Goldsmith. Jerry Goldsmith's end credit music for Star Trek. On Screen Time from Magic Classical, and I said we'd have some Lord of the Rings soon. This is soon enough, I think. Here's Howard Shore's theme for the Lord of the Rings. theme for Lord of the Rings, Howard Shaw, and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra conducted there by David Arnold. Video game music next, and a particularly good video game for musical education, this one, Merinon, Land of Silence, which in sort of similar idea fashion as Peter and the Wolf or Carnival of the Animals or Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra is musically intensive and very educational about which part plays which part, basically. This is a good thing. Music is by Yoko Shimomura, and this is called Ikari, the Innocent Bird.
Thank you.
from Merinon, Land of Silence, music by Yoko Shimomura. On screen time from Magic Classical, and now some unlikely superhero action. This is from 1986, and, well, in the States it was called Howard the Duck. Here it was called Howard, A New Breed of Hero. I don't know if this was to avoid confusion with Ed the Duck, children's TV hero of that sort of time. I think it could be. Little known fact, by the way, I once played, what did I play? I played the part of a Scotty dog in Ed the Duck's Christmas pantomime. Oh, yes, I did. Anyway, that's of no help whatsoever with Howard the Duck or Howard, A New Breed of Hero. From which, here, Howard T. Duck, Ed Gale, recites an old adage from Duck World.
We've got a saying on my planet. If God intended us to fly, he wouldn't have taken away our wings.
Can forget Howard the Duck. What's that? You've forgotten Howard the... Yeah, it's probably better, really. Good music, though, by John Barry. Now let me dangle before you some clues about the last piece I'll play in this morning's screen time before I hand over to Penny Smith at 10 o'clock. Shirley Ballas, special guest with Penny today, but that's later. We'll finish off screen time with a post-apocalyptic drama teleseries based on a video game. The lead actors in this both launched their careers through the TV series Game of Thrones. The soundtrack for this series was composed by Gustavo Santaolalla, who also created the music for the video game. And the cast and crew were all banned from saying the Z word. I know we say the Z word, but I think it was the Z word they weren't to say, on set. Okay. Can you name this post-apocalyptic drama teleseries based on a video game? If you can hazard a guess, drop me a text, 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. Music from it coming up just before 10. Now, as you will know, there are two prominent John Williamses in the world of posh music, and music from both of them, though not together, on the way very soon.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
It was Naomi who suffered, or as we're learning to say, she's a survivor of this stroke. But it impacted our whole family. It impacted us as parents, her grandparents, her aunts, her uncles, her cousins, her brothers, the whole community. We were all impacted. So to have the strength and that support of the Stroke Association was just invaluable.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
From just £349, just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount, because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £349 or less February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat. Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From heather honey smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just enter your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And in our November draws, you could win a share of £23.5 million. Just imagine the dream home renovations and dream your holidays. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 31st of October, because good news could be delivered to your door. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Say hello to Rayo. Download it from your app store now and hear Magic Classical and more.
You'll get the latest traffic and travel news on our website. Search Magic Classical.
Sam used to worry about rising energy prices, but not since fixing his tariff. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the shower, singing. Rather badly. Because with a British Gas fixed tariff, you're protected against future price rises. And if we release a cheaper fixed tariff, you can switch to it absolutely free. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Cortina, work of Stanley Myers, the theme for The Deer Hunter in 1978, and also a bit of music for a film called The Walking Stick, which nobody really remembers, about 7 or 8 years before that, but forever surely associated with The Deer Hunter. That was played beautifully on guitar by John Williams, and this is from the other John Williams.
Thank you.
Boston Bob's Orchestra, John Williams conducting, and his theme for Jurassic Park. And if you have been with us since the early days of our classical adventures, you'll know that somebody discovered quite an early point in the whole thing that there were some very meaningful lyrics to go with that tune, which sadly didn't get used. Now, you don't get lyrical genius like that every day, do you? Nope. Next stop, 2010, and an unusual romance called Never Let Me Go. And Kathy Carey Mulligan here contemplating whether her life as a clone has been any different from the lives of others.
What I'm not sure about is if our lives have been so different from the lives of the people we save. We all complete. Maybe none of us really understand what we've lived through. Or feel we've had enough time.
Such a fine composer for the screen. Rachel Portman's main title music, therefore, Never Let Me Go. This is Screen Time from Magic Classical, continuing very soon with a bit of jollity from Henry Mancini.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
Hospital life was very busy, and in a way that kept us going. We didn't have time to think about things. She had to be at physiotherapy, she had speech therapy, she had occupational therapy, and it just was a very busy place. And you're trying to just juggle and balance everything and support everyone else when you feel like you're just hanging together yourself.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
What even knew? Our kids are 8. Or, as Eddie says, 96 months. He moved off-grid. Can confirm he's still on-grid. And he's got another one on the way. He won't have the coverage to live-stream the birth. Will he?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've made sure he has 99% network coverage. So he could if he wanted to.
Oh, sign me up.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Over 99% UK population coverage on 4G.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my God.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love. What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Get that Euro Millions feeling this Friday. 10 UK winners are guaranteed to be millionaires. That's 10 more reasons to dance. 10 more robots. 10 more limbos. 10 more salsas. 10 UK winners are guaranteed to be millionaires this Friday. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight, all because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian-inspired cuisine to their menu.
OK, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Speedy Gonzalez, Mr. Lucky Goes Latin, the music of Henry Mancini, and sooner than you can say, ay caramba, it's Penny. Good morning.
Right, so our next thing then, Lord Nove, is to create our own Wild West movie, because if 11 pensioners at a care home in, let me just follow where it is, do you know what? Oh, in Bakewell, Derbyshire.
All right.
They're aged 70 to 99, and they've written a script, shot it using a green screen studio set up at one of their rooms, and they had a 40-minute comedy at a packed premiere in the local town hall. It's got shootouts, it's got references to Yorkshire puddings. It's got our name on it.
This is a winner. We should do something of this ilk.
Yes, I've looked at a picture of one of the people.
Yep.
Massive fake moustache, really properly fake moustache.
Well,
one of those.
That's one for you then. Okay.
That's me. 100%. I was thinking that. Don't even need the fake. So just pop out on. And you can be the bloke with broccoli sticking out of your hat, or is that supposed to be an arrow? Anyway, whatever. We're doing it. We're on it.
It sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Go to the Cannes Film Festival, or the Canny, yes, Canny Film Festival in the Glaswegian.
I'm thinking of the Canned Film Festival. I have got, listen, very exciting round here. Dance judge Shirley Ballas is going to be on the show.
Yay!
I know. Cha-cha-cha. New cosy crime novel, Dance to the Death. When did it become cosy crime, this stuff?
I didn't know it had.
Yes, it has.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, ours is going to be called Cosy Crime when we do our Wild West Cosy Crime.
Just the emphasis on the crime. <It's> crimes against art.
I was going to say against humanity. anyway, and we'll be talking Strictly stuff as well. Obvs, loads of music.
Cool.
Bye.
And the gang. See you shortly. Penny is yours after 10. Now, how are you on Pokemon? You've not collected the cards and things, have you? Oh, you have? Oh, right, okay. Here's Gab Anime with his take on the Pokemon theme. Nice version of the Pokemon theme, Gab Anime, who, when he's not calling himself Gab Anime, which is a tip of the hat to his obsession with anime and so on, is really the classical pianist Gabriele Bagnatti. And just about shuts me up for the day, except for the last piece. Eddie says, struggling with questions of the day so far this week, but maybe 2 out of 2 with the last piece. I think it's The Last of Us. Sounds like The Last of Us, says Mike, with Pedro Pascal from The Mandalorian and English actor Bella Ramsey. First series was enjoyable, given the subject matter. Looking forward to season two soon. It's been pouring down here all night. I thought the house was going to sail off into the sunset. Avast behind. Enjoyed the Howard music earlier on. I have a Howard the Duck bobblehead under my monitor in front of me. The last of the offerings today, though, The Last of Us, says Jane near Cardiff. And Howard the Duck was my first cinema experience, says Elliot. I know you're thinking, not old enough, right? Well, only just. Yes, yes. Take your word for it. The Last of Us it is. Here's the music by Gustavo Santaolalla.
Time with Charles Nove. Screen Time returns tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Magic Classical. Coming next, it's Penny Smith.
When it comes to good food, everything else can wait. The doorbell just rung. Wait. The kids next door want their ball back. Wait. Getting back to Rachel's hen party group chat? Definitely wait. Waitrose number one always comes first. From Heather honey-smoked Scottish salmon and salted caramel croissant cups to tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
Dad had a beautiful death and they're like, yeah. What does that mean? That he was comfortable, he was pain-free.
Yeah.
He felt safe. Mm-hmm. To have that.
Yeah.
To know that's the ending that you're going to have is precious.
Yeah.
And that comes with Marie Curie.
Give better end-of-life care to all, whatever the illness, by including a gift in your will to Marie Curie. Get your free will guide today. Search Marie Curie Will Talk.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fibre areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS network award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Introducing Instagram teen accounts with new built-in protections. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help make sure what teenagers see is more age-appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram teen accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
You might want to step back from your speaker or remove your headphones.
Yes! I can't! I just can't believe it!
Mark's found out he's won £11.4 million on Lotto.
This is just... You know what? I've got tears in my eyes.
Yep, that's 11.4 million. Lotto, will you be the next millionaire? The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
When Maddie from Liverpool sold her car with Motorway, she got more money. She then used that extra money to help pay for her wedding.
This isn't part of your speech, is it?
Motorway took the hassle out of the entire process, allowing her to focus on what matters most.
Oh, hon, don't cry.
I just love a happy ending. Sell your car the more money way. Where 84% of sellers sold for more. Motorway. Validated against two independent sources. Visit motorway.co.uk/claims.
From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212.
You know, the life of a telephone detective is never dull. One minute you might be called by a lady from Luton looking for a lighting shop. The next it might be a gent from Darrow who just needs a jeweller. Whatever the number you need is Maureen 118212.
Maureen!
118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. It's thought investigators are considering whether slippery rails caused by fallen leaves may have been to blame for a train crash which has left one person dead. 15 others were taken to hospital after two trains crashed head-on near Llanbryn Mawr in Powys last night. This man lives nearby.
We saw the emergency service passing the house and thinking, hang on, there's one. Ooh, there's another one coming. Well, what's going on? And we came to this spot and we could see the trains and, yeah, the whole valley was glowing with the blue lights.
Water companies are asking for bills to be made even higher than first requested to tackle things like leaks and pollution. The regulator Ofwat's in the process of deciding how much they're allowed to charge us. In July, they said it would rise by an average of £19 per year. That's 21%. But Southern Water wants them to allow an increase of up to 84%. 1,100 more prisoners are being allowed out of prison early as part of a scheme to ease overcrowding in England and Wales. A review's also considering whether fewer jail sentences should be handed out, with offenders punished at home instead. Matt is a prisoner at HMP Elmley in Kent. He doesn't think there's enough support.
It's like a revolving door, unfortunately. I'm seeing a lot of people that are being released homeless and they're coming back for breaches of some sort or another because they'd rather be here. There's that as well. They've got a roof over their head.
A woman in her 30s has died after being hit by a bus in Nottingham city centre. It happened at around 6 o'clock this morning. Investigations are underway with emergency services closing off a large chunk of the city centre. And hockey, squash and diving are among the sports which won't feature in a scaled-down Commonwealth Games in Glasgow in 2026. The Scottish city stepped in after the Australian state of Victoria pulled out last year. Triathlon, T20 cricket and rugby sevens will also be missing. Chair of the Games, Ian Reid, says there's still plenty to look forward to.
It will look like a Commonwealth Games, and you know, I just want to emphasise that. Of course, it's a leaner model, and we have got less sports than have been seen in the last few iterations. But one of the reasons we're doing that is to make sure we retain the quality.
sunshine and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Cloudier elsewhere with some rain, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.